Okay, let's first finish the Mishnah. Kala Rayish Amrutzer Seimu Tarais. Hoku Atzaris Elo Vinisu Vinisu Elo Elo is taking you Zem. Is that? The Kala Drachima Elo Ba. You have a woman, two women are married to a man who dies without children, and there's a mitzvah yibum, typically. But here there's no yibum because if one of the two is an erva, it passes the tzara. So the other woman got married, and then they found that the relative was an alienist. Kol hadrachim ha'elu ba. So all these 13 drachim apply in some lav dafka because the child's not a mamzer. The child's not a mamzer by yibum. Someone is mechuyev in yibum. Shemeres Yavam. Oh, this is Rabbi Kiva. I'm sorry. Rabbi Kiva holds that the halacha, the child's not a Yavam. Rabbi Kiva holds that Yesh Mamzer Mechay Ve'Lavim. So this is Rabbi Kiva. Okay, sorry. Yeah. And so that's by the first case of Yavam. The second thing, Akhenes is Yavimta, Vahalcha, Tzarasa, Vinissus, La'acher, Vinimta, Zusha, Iselinis, Tetim, Yisam, 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 with the Tzara thought she's mutter and she's not. In the last case, Kasav Sefer get le'ish v'sheva le'isha v'tav v'nasin get le'isha v'sheva le'ish v'nasto zel le'zeh v'lach ha'zman ha'ri ha'get yotim yara'ish v'shevim yara'ish v'taytim yizem yizem v'chal drachim ba'ilu ba. This is the last case, a little hard to understand why it sounds like it's a suffix. Taytim yizem yizem v'chal drachim ba'ilu ba, as if it's some kind of a suffix, what happened. So Rashi says that we're not sure, maybe there's some type of kanunya, and maybe they're just pulling shtick because he wants to go back to the first husband. If you'll turn to Pei Aleph Amin Aleph, the top Tysus, he brings Mashapirsh Bakunchis Mishum Khashash to Knunya, that we're afraid that maybe there's some trick that the get was really given properly. The husband and wife traded, he got the get, she got the shaver, and they're making up the story because they want to be remarried, they want to get together again. So Taisus asks, Ma Knunya Shayach, Kivish, this is Lashani, Le Matsulazira. Well, what kind of kanunya? It's not going to help. The man is saying, the man gave her a get, she married someone else. And he wants to take her back. So he's pretending, he's going to say, let's fake it out and make believe I never gave you the get. So they switch the get and the shaver. And now the husband pretends that it was never a get. And he wants to go back to his original wife. So sometimes it's not going to help. Because kimishinis is l'sheini, you can't take her back. She's already was. If it wasn't a get, so Taisim Yizam Yizav, she married somebody else. So Taisus says, "Unachinam Yeshlem Depamim Eina Bal Sam Alibay Shasal Azira Vayse Kenunya." Well, Chayshish that the husband is not so smart. He thinks he's smart. He's going to fake it out, make that he never gave a get, and then he'll be allowed back to his wife. But Taisus says it's really a toss because he's not going to be allowed back to his wife because she was mizan atachta. She went to another man without a get. So Taisa says, "Avol became a chayshish because of a suffix, because maybe they're doing a knunya, even though the knunya doesn't really help them." That's what Taisa there says. So why is the first husband not Zeichet B'Metziasa Leibas Yedera? If the get was certainly a get by mistake, So why doesn't the first husband get her metzia and her metzia there? The first get was by mistake. He gave her a shaver instead of a get. It wasn't a get. So why doesn't the Baal get metziasa metzia there? Yeah, because there, because of Shem Yimer, we can say the same Shem Yimer over here. You can say Shem Yimer over here also. Shem Yimer get kosher. Right over there, it's Shema Yairu that Girish Rishon get Gama. Right, she says. Right? So here also you're going to say.
No.
So that's why. It's a knas to the husband. It's a knas to the husband. It's the same.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know what the problem is that you're bothered by this. I'm not even getting to the Mishnah. That's a safek. It's a chash. All the other, you mean? The other cases that we had in the Mishnah three sets of cases. We had the first cases, which are Gittin Deiraisa, the Apostle Midrabanan. Then we had the two Yibum cases, which there's no Seikas there. The two Yibum cases, we know exactly what happened, but Afal Pikein, the Yud Gimel Drachim Abba. So you're understanding the third case is similar to the last two. That we know exactly what happened, and Afal Pikein. So you're understanding it. Okay? Okay. Okay, it could be the let's see how the Rishonim explain it, because they explain it the way you're saying it. Rabbi Lazar, Imer, La'alta Yotza, Ein Zeget, La'chazman Yotza, Har Zeget, Lo'ikalei Menu Min Arishim, La'biskusei Shalshen. It depends. If it's lach as a man, you don't trust him. Labet tzchusah shal hasheni. Here certainly it's out of shash kanunya. Rashi says, Damina kanunya hu beinei am v'chlifu shtori es lach hasheni. Right, talk to Gemara. My mouth is shena again. So we did the first piece of Gemara already when we did the Mishnah. Let's jump to the second piece. The shum mouth is yava. Tzricha. The Mishnah has to tell us the case of mouth is yava. And the yashmina mouth is shena again as which is Rome, Shum Demlicha, Amachas Madi, Machas Yava, Maidahaba Haba. And I would think, who cares? What's history is history. Yeshvina Machas Madi, Machas Yava, Mishum Demachusa, Abba Binyabayis, Maidahaba Haba. Yeshvina Binyabayis, Dami Kamit Bishop Chayu, that means the Shvar of Kal Yisrael, of Chumna Bayis, Tsaru, Amalai. Tsricha. So, the easiest way to learn is. Is what? That you have to write, I think the easiest way to learn is you have to write the shvach of the present malchus. I would have thought that if there are excuses, that's good enough. You don't have to write the shvach of the present malchus. Kamash malon, that afal pikein. Even if you write the chorbin, which is a tzar, since you didn't write the shvach of the present malchus, then it doesn't apply. Taisus mifnei ma brings down something that's not so well known. The name of Tiknu Malchus begitten in Taima Amrina beperakamid the Maseches Avodizar ubegayla ein meinin ella lamalchus yavam bolvad alma lecheshinu l'shalom malchus. The Gemara there says that begayla, this is not in Eretz Yisrael but outside of Eretz Yisrael, they always wrote shtaris to malchus yavam. So alma lecheshinu l'shalom malchus. So what's going on? Why the Gemara there? It's like there are three sugyas in Shas. Is this the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says all shtaris are malchus yavam? You have this Gemara which says that all shtaris are to the present malchus, and you have the sugya in Rosh Hashanah, which I'm sure you all learned, that you go always according to the melech starting the year from Tishrei, which is also mashma like our sugya that you go according to the kings. So you have Rosh Hashanah and Gittin, which is mashma, you go according to the present king. And you have Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says, we always go by the Greeks. I may read the dafka begit yeshlochin shlishalom alchish and afidin l'fishu davar gadol and afidin yeshmi yeshtai. Gittin is a big deal. So by gittin we're makbin on shalom alchish. The shehen came, the gemara in avodah zara is talking about shar shtaris. Shar shtaris go according to malchus yava. That's what the gemara here Tosfos says. And if the Yeshua asks that it's still shver mesechus Rosh Hashanah, the third place in Shas that talks about shtaris. Then Mesechus Rosh Hashanah, it's not talking about Gittin. Stamazai talking about shtaris, a big daichik to say it's talking about Gittin. The Mishnah says that that Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah Lashanin. Tishrei is the beginning of years, like the Gemara Lamai Hilchasa, what does it mean Lashanin? So it says that for the Malchei Umas Ha'Elam, that if you have a king, and you have to write a shtar by whichever king is in power, you start from Tishrei, you start from whichever month it is. And from whichever year it is, starts the Yidden started from Tishrei. So Frektiv Yeshua, you have the Sugin Gittin, the Sugin Avodah Zarah, answer. Agamar is Gittin, Avodah Zarah, Shtaris. But what about Mesechus Rosh Hashanah? What are you going to do with that? So Yeshua says a teretz, which is seems to be a very big daichik. He says that in Avodah Zarah it says Ein Moinin El Lamachas Yavan Bolvad. It means you can do it either way. You can either do Machas Yavan or the present king. That's how he answers. That the second Avodah Zarah says they had this, they counted from Yavan. It was a choice. You can either go by the present king or by the Greek king. By Gittin must be the present king. By Shar Shtaris, you get a choice. Either the present king or Yavan. So it's a big daichit, because the Lashon is, Begayla ein meinen ela l'malchus Yavan bilvad. The language is, l'malchus Yavan bilvad, only malchus Yavan. So, Yeshua's teretz seems to be a very big daichit. What would seem to be a better teretz, Yeshua mentions it himself at the end, is that it could be in Gaila, in Galus, but Florence, they counted Malchus Yavan. In Eretz Yisrael, Mishnayos were written in Eretz Yisrael, Mishnah Rosh Hashanah is talking in Eretz Yisrael, they counted by the present king, whichever king it was. And Begaila, in Maynel Malchus Yavan, Lovad, in Galus, the minig was always to go by Malchus Yavan. That would answer it. That what? That's fine. I don't mean our Mishnah. I meant the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. That says Tishrei Rosh Hashanah Lashanim could be talking there. Our Mishnah is Gittin. So Gittin is everywhere you do. That Tosfos says Gittin everywhere you do for the Zema. The question is Shashta. Rashi's only means to Bavarin that it wasn't in Rome. Yishayah Bavavel and wrote for Malchus Acheres. We'll be saying, Rashi's explaining that it's a different Malchus. If you're in Eretz Yisrael and controlled by Bavel, that's also considered Mishayah Bavavel. Because you didn't write for your own king. That's all Rashi's saying in the Mishnah. It is. So how do you mean it's Yilusa? So why do I need all the cases? Well, each one you really could be, you could be Daichini. You could tell me that I would have Avinu Manda Hava Hava, it's not a Zilusa, Kamash Molan. You can learn Kamash Molan, it is a Zilusa. You're right, there's no, you don't have to say in the Gemara it's Hashivas. You can learn the whole Gemara straight through that it's Zilusa. Each thing I would think is not a Zilusa, Kamash Molan, then it is a Zilusa. You can learn, you definitely can learn that way. But you can learn both ways, Zilusa or Hashivas. There's no question. Before the Gemara's Havamina, the Gemara held that it's Zilusa, because otherwise my Dehava Hava makes no sense.
And then the last case you're saying Kamash Molan is Hashivas?
You don't like it. Rashi in the Mishnah is Masha that way. Those Peshu is Diyat. The Churban Abai is puzzled with Neshalai Kosav L'Shem Malchus. The Agos Haravid, someone in the Shia showed me that the Lashon of the Agos Haravid under the Rif is Klor, it's Al Tzilusa. The Haravid says so Beferish, He says, "Tiknu Chazal Chachamim liYisrael Shiu Gam Heim Ksayim Kaisim Mishum Shalom Altus Pen Yashavu Hadavar LeBizayim." This is Lashon. Pen Yashavu Hadavar LeBizayim. That they're going to consider a bizayim that you're writing to someone else. So the Sotnis arrived at his mashma that way. And Pnei Shul himself says that except for Rashi, the other Rishayim will learn Al Tzivusa. So okay, Al
That's
the mother
that's the way
to
do
it, and we are
which way?
Then, well, it's not a problem. No, I'm not saying it's a takamashma, it wasn't a takana to show Hashivas. It wasn't that you have to show Hashivas, just you shouldn't be mishana from whatever they're doing. Which is also mashmazirus. There's a concept known as minyan shtaris. I don't know why it's not a well-known concept. There's something called minyan shtaris, which is mentioned in the Rambam many places. One of them is here in Hilchos Gittin. He says la halacha. How do we write our shtaris? Either lebriyas ha'olam, as we're going to learn on the other days, or le minyan shtaris. Minyan shtaris is this minig that Klal Yisrael had for about 1,500 years. To write shtaris to Malchus Yavon Dafka. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah that Tosfos brings, but Taila ain't minin Ella the Malchus Yavon Bovad. To write Dafka the Malchus Yavon was a minig in Klal Yisrael from 1,000 years after Yitzchus Mitzrayim. This is from the time of Alexander, about 40 years into the Bayis Sheni. 40 years after the Bayis Sheni was built, until and including the time of the Rambam, he was a minhag to write shtaris to Malchus Yavon. We have old shtaris that they found from the Gaonim, from the 10th century, which are still written, the minyan shtaris, which are still written to the time of Yavon, the Malchus Yavon. The Rambam writes in his time that there are two minhagim, either Briyas HaOlam or Malchus Yavon. It's a big question how this started, how minyan shtaris began. The Ravid brings that when Alexander Mugdan, which is the world calls Alexander the Great conquered the whole world, and he came to Eretz Yisrael, the whole known world, and he came to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara brings a Maisa that Shimon HaTzadik went out towards him. And Alexander was mashbal himself in front of Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol at the time. And the Gemara says that Alexander said that he had seen always the demus of Shimon HaTzadik when he went to battle. He didn't know Shimon HaTzadik, he just saw his demus. And now that he met him, he was mishabed himself and he allowed him. That's why he wasn't machrit the Beis HaMikdash. This was all during the Bayis Sheni. That the Greeks took over, Yavon took over Eretz Yisrael, and as long as Alexander was alive, there were no problems with the Greeks, right? The Arba Malchias, right? We learn in Sefer Daniel, we learned that there are four Golos, there are four Malchias. There's Bavel and Paras and Madai, Yavon and Rome, right? So all of them, except for Yavon, right? Bavel was Machmir, the first Beis HaMikdash. And Paras, the Madai, stopped the building of the second base in Egypt that began, and Achashverosh and Daryavish stopped it. And Rome was Machmir the last base in Egypt. Yavon was the only Malchus of the Arba Malchus that were not didn't destroy the base in Egypt. And that was from this encounter from Alexander with Shimon HaTzadik. The Ravid brings that Shimon HaTzadik promised Alexander two things. One, that Yidden would name children after him, which is why the name Alexander is the only Goyish name that became a Yiddish name. Even a name like Unkelis, who was Megayer, nobody names children after Unkelis, the name disappeared. Or of Papa is also a Greek name. Nobody today is called Papa, because even though a Papa had a Greek name, nobody named after him. Alexander was the only Greek name that became a Yiddish name. That the Ravid says there was a couple of that, and that Yidden would always write shtaris to Malchus Yavam. And the concept of Minyan Shtaris began at that time, and it remained even after Yavam was destroyed. Alexander died not long thereafter. Alexander died when he was 33 years old. The whole of Alexander the Great, he died when he was 33. He conquered the world down to India, and he passed away, and he died, and the whole Malchus Yavan that conquered the world lasted about 2 years. And then when he died, he was only 33, he had a baby, he didn't have any children that could become king. The Malchus split into four, and that's how you have the whole story of Hanukkah was after him, was the Syrian Greeks. How are they Syrian Greeks? Syrians or the Greeks? Make up your mind. Because the Greek Empire was divided into four. One of them was the Greeks in Africa, that's Romeo and Juliet, and the whole Cleopatra business, that was all, Cleopatra was all in the Greeks in Africa, and Eretz Yisrael were the Syrian Greeks. And for some reason, Klal Yisrael kept up this promise. It's like a mysterious thing why Klal Yisrael kept up the promise they made to Alexander to write shtaris to Malchus Yavan. They kept up, and they called it Minyan Shtaris. The expression Minyan Shtaris you'll find in Rishayim until at least the time of the Rambam. We don't know exactly when it was buckled, but at least then Minyan Shtaris was exactly 1,000 years after Yetzias Mitzrayim. If you make a cheshbon from Yetzias Mitzrayim till the promised Alexander, it was 1,000 years. Yetzias Mitzrayim was 40 years, and then 850 years till the Korban Bayis Rishon is 890, and 70 years of the Golos is 960, and 40 years into the Bayis Sheni is 1,000. So it's exactly 1,000 years after, and then Klal Yisrael is Mekabel Minyan Shtaris. This is the idea that Tosfos is bringing on Minyan Shtaris. There's a lot of Hanukkah Torah on the concept of why Klal Yisrael was Mekabel Dafka Yavan, such a promise to keep it. Not again right now, but this idea of Minyan Shtaris is something people, it's one of the many things that somehow you go through yeshiva you never bump into, but it's never mentioned in the first parakim of the Yeshiva Shemsechtes. But Minyan Shtaris is just, it's a basic idea that you should have, that Shtaris were written the Minyan Shtaris, and that was the minig. Gemara even says, you know, we call it, this year we call Tavshin Samachay. Right? Tavshin Samachay. What year is it? It's 5,765. How much is Tavshin Samachay? What? It's really, right? Tavshin Samachay only means 765. We don't mention the thousands. The thousands, you have to mention, you know, if you live long enough, you'll live till the thousands change. Most people don't live that long. So you just mention Tavshin Samachay, and that's a kosher shtar if you write Tavshin Samachay. Really, when you write Tavshin Samachay, it's Minyan Shtaris also. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. When you write Tavshin Samachay, it's not. But they used to write Shtaris to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Gemara says, when they wrote Shtaris to Yetzias Mitzrayim, and they left off the thousand, and they wrote the number that remained, it was Sai Yetzias Mitzrayim and Sai Alexander. So if you leave out the thousands, it's the same. It's not true. We do Lebri Yisrael. It's not true for our Shtaris. But for the Shtaris, in the time of the Gemara, it was all the same, and that's the way they used to count. At any rate, but this is the idea of Minyan Shtaris, and it's just the idea that you should have Minyan Shtaris. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Gemara now gets to Makim. We only talked about Zman. All we talked about were two things, Zman and the name, we spoke yesterday about Shina Shema Yishma. We didn't talk about Makim. How many Makimis are in a get? And how many places are written in a get? If you take out a get, and you look at the get, well, Yirai Shem Yirai, that you know, it says in the Mishnah. And then you have the place of the writing of the get. So if you look at any get, the whole get is 12 lines. But in the get, you have three cities mentioned. Sometimes two of the cities, all three could be the same city. But three places a city is mentioned. Eroi, Erav, and the place it's being written. Okay, in Ksuba, you only have one. You only have the place it's being written. They write the city. But they don't write Shem Eroi, Shem Erav. For whatever reason, we don't write it in Ksuba. But in a get, we write three Makaitis. Okay, so Mr. Hashem, some of you, this will happen that will, you go to see a get, you'll take a notice, you'll see it has three places. Now, Shem Yirah, Shem Yirah, that's the Mishnah. Besides that, in the beginning of the Mishnah, it said, Hayah b'mizrach, hakasah b'mayim. Now there, it's talking about a makim, which is not his place and not her place. We're talking about kasah b'mayim, the place of Ksivas Ashtar. So it seems that you have to write three makaitis. Now, we're going to learn the Gemara, but right away, you have a kasha. The question is why? Why are you writing places in Ishtar? What do I have to write places for? Why am I writing makaitis for? So let's see. By the man and the wife, why do we write the place? For identification purposes. We want to be able to identify who's the man, who's the woman. So we're writing Shem Yirah, it's for ID purposes. That's the whole reason we write it. Question. The cipher, to write the place where the cipher is, so that we're going to have a big kasha. Who cares? Who cares where the cipher is? Why does that matter? So that's an answer we're going to have to answer. Let's see the Gemara, and then we'll come to hopefully to be able to answer. You're telling me it's the husband's place. So what do you mean the husband's place? It already said, it says afterwards, Shem Yirah, Shem Yirah. So who does it refer to? El Olav cipher. It's going on the cipher. If you're sitting and writing Ishtar and Shili, write Shili. I forgot the Mitzvah of Achumili Behini. Even though the information was given over in Hini. Guessing he had a sense of humor with this expression. That even though the Mili are Bishili, you should be writing Hini. But the reverse. Even though the Mili be Hini, you write Bishili. So it's a perfect example of a sin. So the Gemara says you write the Mokim HaSefer, which is the mystery. Why should I write the Sefer's place? Who cares where the Sefer is writing it? Who cares? You know, sometimes you have a Ksuba. Normally you fill the Ksuba at the wedding. Sometimes the Chasen has a friend who's an artist, and they're going to write the whole ksuba, right? So Avi Taub got married in New York, and his ksuba was written in Toronto. Some artist wrote in Toronto, and they brought it in. So it said, he was writing in Toronto. He wrote Le Minyan Shana Mayin Kam, Brooklyn, New York. He didn't write Le Minyan Shana Mayin Kam, Toronto. He was writing in Toronto, right? So he wrote the Minyan Shalom Account, Brooklyn, New York. Why? Because the Shtar, even though it was written in Toronto, was signed in Brooklyn. So the question here is, when our Gemara says cipher, if you read the Gemara, it sounds like he's supposed to write where he's writing it, where the cipher is writing it. Now, I don't know why you should write it where the cipher is writing it, but that's the Taich in the Gemara. You write it where the cipher is. If the cipher is writing it in Toronto, we should write for Toronto. We shouldn't write for New York. Well, they had a cipher Seshtar, and later on you filled in the Tyrant. But so if the cipher is in Hini, and the get is a Shili, so what should the cipher write? Our Gemara seems to say, you should write Hini, not Shili. You know what we're saying? So the Rush writes that it's Lavdavka. Cipher doesn't mean cipher, it means Aiden. It means Aiden. How can it mean cipher? Well, who cares where the cipher's writing it? Who cares? So Zakhtar Rosh, Seifer Lav Dafka, which is a Chiddush to say on the Gemara. He says Seifer Lav Dafka, and the Kavanah is Eidim. Wherever the Eidim are, that's the place you write. And he brings a Raya. So we had in the first Perek, the Leir of Meir, you could even take a Shtar out of the garbage can and use a Shtar, Matzah Shtar Ba'ashpa, it's good. Rameya holds that even Matzah Shtar Ba'ashpa is good. How is Matzah Shtar Ba'ashpa good? He means, Rameya means, you take it out of the Ashpa and they can sign it. How can you take it out of the Ashpa? Maybe the cipher, when he wrote it, wrote the wrong city. Maybe that's right in the garbage. Maybe he made a mistake, he wrote the wrong city. The cipher has to write his city. So to Rush, no. The cipher, who cares about the cipher city? We only care about the Edom city. So the Mela, cipher is Labdafka, and it means Edom. I'll tell me who cares where the Edom signed it. Who cares? Who cares where the Edom signed it? So what's the answer? Alright, so the question, who cares where the Edom wrote it? The Rush writes, the Lashon is important because the Lashon says, Hayde kamer ha-seifa lav dafka, elu mishum chashasha sa'edim, tzach lichta b'shta ha-shem o'ir sh'edot chayisven b'ay, sh'layayimu la'edim imanu ha-yisem b'ay se'yayim b'makim acher. Lashon HaRosh is, so nobody should be able to tell the Edim, imanu ha-yisem b'ay se'yayim b'makim acher. Sounds like the Rosh is saying that you have to write where the Edom are so that you should be able to be Mazim the Edom, because otherwise if you don't write where they are, so somebody will say you were with us on that day in a different city, you'll say yeah we were, that's where the Shtar was written, so therefore you have to write where the Shtar is so you should be able to be Mazim the Edom. However, that can't be pshat in the Rush. Some Sefer writes, and the Marsha and Sanhedrin writes, that there's no din that Edei HaGet have to be able to be mazim them. It's not true, because the Get Mu'ukhir is kosher, according to most Rishonim, like our Tosfos is going to say in the Baran. A Get Mu'ukhir is kosher. It can't be mazim Edim anyway, based on a Shtar. If a Shtar says it was written by Shchedus Sivin, and this is the Sid in Brooklyn, and you come to the Eidim, they'll say, no, it was a Get Mocher. We wrote it a week earlier. It was Mocher. You can't be Mazim Eidim anyway from a Get. So if some Sefer writes, and the Masha writes, that the Rosh doesn't mean it should be Eidishat Yochel Azima. If the Eidishat Yochel Azima, you need it in every Shtar. It just means we want to protect the Shtar from Pagam. People shouldn't start saying stories. You try to protect from people talking. People are going to say, Imanu Ayisim. So we try to protect as much as we could. So we write the Mokayim to try to have some level of protection for the Shtar Shalayayim. But Lamaisa, the Rosh Hashita is that it's the Edim. It's going to be a big protection if you write the city of the Get. It's a big protection. I think it's better protection if we leave out the city, maybe. So now if you leave out the city, they could always say, we were here, we were there, right in the city. I don't know, that's what they say. That's what they mean. Because Ruba the Ruba, Shtar is not Mocher. It's written to Emes, in this place, at this time. So you write to Emes, that's the best protection. That's what the Rosh says, Sefer is Lav Dafka. Beis Yosef says that our Tosfos argues, and our Tosfos holds that you have to write side the Mokim HaSeifer and side the Mokim HaEdom. In other words, if the Seifer wrote it in Toronto and the Edom signed it in Brooklyn, you have to write L'min Yishayim Menikan Toronto V'nechdam for Brooklyn. You have to write both. And in Shulchan Aruch, the Rosh's Shita is brought as the main Shita. You have to write the Mokim HaEdim. It's brought B'yesh Oimrim Ach Mokim HaSeifer Hilkach We only write shtaris if the Edom and the Sefer are in the same place, so we avoid a machlokes. We have the Edom and Sefer together, that's how we write shtaris, and we don't write shtaris in one city and sign it in another city. Now, where the Beis Yosef saw it in Tosfos, where did the Beis Yosef see in Tosfos that Tosfos holds Sefer and Edom? Huh? Probably from the first of the wide lines, the medium-sized lines. The lashon is Afagav the Begefas Lino Hayyim this Kosev Meir for who Adin Edim Shloih Chasmu. Some the Beis Yosef is touching it that the Ksiva for who Adin the Edim. You have to have the Mokum written. Now, if you can go with this shita, the Kasha comes back. Why? Why do you need the Mokum HaSefer? Why? Well, can anybody think of any reason why we care where the Sefer was? Can anybody think of any reason in the world why I should care where the Sefer wrote the Shtar? Where the Edom signed the Shtar? We care. Because people shouldn't say Manu Yisim, but Mokum Plain. But where the Sefer wrote the Shtar? Who cares? What? It comes in a shliach, but still, who cares where it came from? If it came from Chutz, if it came from a Medina Acheres, Medina, you want to be able to know to, if you have to say Manu Yisem. No, but that should depend on Chesima also. That should, you should depend on both. If the Chesima is Lashma, the Chesima is Lashma, so you should need both. So maybe that's a pshat, if it came from a different Medina. But I understand, if a shliach brings it, we're going to make him say. So maybe that's why, if it came from a Medina Acheres. But you're allowed to. Because you have to know, if you know it's from a different place, then you could give it even if it's Mugdim, even if this man is Mugdim. So you have to know it's from a different place, but that's good enough to Chesima to Edom. You don't need the Makom HaSefer. The Edom has to sign a different place. I don't need the Sefer also. Amish is Rameyer, so it's Kasha. Why do you need the Sefer? If you have no Edom, but even Rav Lozen might be in the Maisi, you put down the Edom and then take an oil. If you have the Mokim Edom, you shouldn't need the Mokim HaSefer for your reason. So Tosfos says a lashon in the bottom of Merzi Kishikra, which I didn't understand exactly. What kind of Merzi Kishikra if the Sefer doesn't write where he is? What's the Merzi Kishikra? So leave out the whole Makim Shaimim. Leave out the Makim. Leave out the whole Makim. I mean, most Shtaris don't have Makimis. Tosfos Tafa says Mazik Hashikra. And I happen to notice a line in the Mardechai, maybe I'm overreading it. The Mardechai says like the Rosh, that you write the Mokim Ha'edim. And then, that's what he says in our parak. In our parak, he says exactly like the Rosh, you write the Mokim Ha'edim. The Beis Yosef Tzechen Tzu, that back on Lamed Aleid, probably it was, the Mordechai writes the following. He says, HaSeifer, see if you're looking for it, it's on page 6 in the Mordechai, Gimel Lamed Beis in the Mordechai, in the first column. Halfway down, it's the end of, right before us, where it says, Oishin Samach Tes. So again, in our parak, the Mardechai says like the Rosh, just the name of the Mokim Ha'edim, and that's it. But Yosef says that he's Seisser himself in this piece. Here he says, Ava, Seifer Shekos of Minyan Sha'anu Mainin Kan, Yesh Lai Lichtai Mokim Sha'aymei, Bishah Shekos of Aget. If you're writing, L'minyan Sha'anu Mainin Kan, write the place, B'shar Shekais of Aget. Afo Pishenim Mokim Dirasai, even if he doesn't live there, K'dinan Ha'yav Inuz HaKas of Amayir of Pasach. Muki La B'Saif. So this Mardechai says you write the Mokim HaSefer. This is the Mordechai on the fourth parrot. The Mordechai by us says you write the Makom HaEden. So Beis Yosef calls it a stira. So to me, Lulei Divrei Beis Yosef, it's not a stira at all. The din is you write the Makom HaEden. That's all you have to write. When do you have to write the cipher? If the cipher is writing the year, Lemin Yishan Umayn and Kan, it's such a lashon, then he has to write where he is. Why? So I mentioned to you once that why do we write Lemin Yishan Umayn and Kan? Why do we write Lemin Yishan Umayn and Kan? Why do we write that for? You should write it's a year Toshin Samachel of the asylum. Why do we write Lemin Yishan Umayn and Kan? What? Because there were two ways of counting. That's a Nechleshiva in Hilchos Gittin. That's what he writes. Why do we have the Min Yishan Umayn and Kan? Because there were two ways of counting the years. There was more than one way of counting the years. And not only that, he says, there were those who wrote the Min Yishtaris, and there were those who wrote the Bria Saibam, there were those who wrote the Yitzir Mitzrayim. So you're right, the Min Yishan Umayn and Kan is very important. If you write a year, you have to know which year, to what cheshbon. So then, we understand you have to write the cipher city. Because the cipher is writing a year to which cheshbon? A year to the cheshbon, when you mean Min Yishan Umayn and Kan, it's Geshmak. So it answers the kasha, why do we, who cares where the cipher is? So you're right, Bizman Azeh, who cares where the cipher is? Because who cares? In Toronto and Brooklyn, we count. Now everybody counts the same. There's no difference. No difference. The Beis Yosef writes in one of his letters that there was a big asifa in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, the Yidden came back in the 15th century to Eretz Yisrael. There were large, until then there were very few Yidden in Eretz Yisrael. And in the 1400s they came back. And he writes that they had three different ways of counting the years. They would have to keep three different Shemitahs. He says there was a big asifa of Gedolei Eretz Yisrael, and they were masking to be Kaveya. One cheshbin, which is the cheshbin we have at Hayayin, which is we don't have a problem today. We don't have to write Lamin Yishan Umayn and Kan Bizman Hazeh, because it's everyone's the same. But Bizman HaGemara and Bizman HaRishayin, there were different ways of counting. That's why we write Lamin Yishan Umayn and Kan. So that answers the kasha. Who cares where the cipher is? We do care where the cipher is. If you want to know which year he's referring to, you have to know where he is. Lamin Yishan Umayn and Kan. It's true that his reference to our mission is the Beis Yosef's kasha. But it could be the Lamaisa he's saying, when you write, this is Lashon, if you write the Min Yishan Umayn and Kan, then you have to write where the cipher is, and that makes sense. So it comes out, you have to write four cities. Ira, which everybody writes. And then the city of the cipher and the city of the Eden, which in our Gittin it's always the same. But if they wouldn't be the same, would come out you'd have to write the city of the cipher for the Min Yishan Umayn and Kan, to know the year. And the city of the Eden, so people shouldn't say, no, Yisem, the Makom HaEden. That's the way it comes out. And that's the Nusach that we have in our Shtaris. If you have a few minutes, you look at a Nusach HaGet, the Asko Gemara, in the back they have a Nusach HaGet, and you'll see how they write the city. We write a city, we identify it by bodies of water nearby, and I think the Nusach they have there is Brooklyn, New York, let's say the Yasvi Al-Kaf Yama, which is near the ocean, and Al-Kaf East River, which is next to the river, and it's written in that Nusach, that's the Brooklyn Nusach, right? It's not the Brooklyn one. And there you'll see it's written three times the name of the city. This is a different city. What? What doesn't apply? What? The years are the same, but we're not Mishana. We write the Mishana account anyway. But here, Kazmir, the Miskaria Kazmir. And second time. Three times the city of Kazmir. It says it was written in Kazmir, whatever that is, and the man came from Kazmir, and the woman came from Kazmir. It says three times. So that's the way we write it. Now, just There's one part of Taisvis that Nageya to Psubis, and L'chaira, what I told you about a shtar at Suva that's written in Toronto for Brooklyn, let's see if that fits into what Taisa says. Mekomot emaymeri, the middle sized lines, the fifth line. Mekomot emaymeri, ein oisim yafa, oisim shurigin licht of Suva b'yer acheres, she'ein makim achopa, afa pisha lo yia seifa shom b'yayim achopa, even though the seifa won't be at the wedding, so they feel they have to write it beforehand. From these lines of Taisus, it sounds like this suba is not the way it should be. No? Someone's getting married in Brooklyn. He has a friend in Toronto that's going to draw him up a nice suba. What does the Rish say? Hey, Marie? Well, a typhus is fine, because the typhus, the form that you buy in Eichler's, doesn't say anything in it. It doesn't say anything, it's not the year, it says it's just the form. The typhus is no problem. It's the typhus, which has the name of a city. The typhus doesn't have a city name. The typhus has a city name, so you're allowed to sit in Toronto and write, Lamin Yishayna Manakam Brooklyn. That's what the Ri is saying. It's Lo Yosef. Ain't nice in Yosef. What? Because he wants it to be a pretty get, a pretty ksuva. I mean, he wants it to be pretty, it's not going to be pretty. That's the whole thing. Why do you go to an artist? It's me. Why anybody goes to an artist with ksuva? Because there's no reason to have an artist write a ksuva. But those who do, they want it to look nice. Like they think there's some highlight of it. Surprised they didn't make up a suva and having a nice suva. Nobody ever made that up yet. But they want to be nice. That's why they're doing it. You're telling me they shouldn't do it. That's what sounds like the Ri is saying. They shouldn't do it. When they write these fancy suvas, it's only for the signature of the Eidim Abadim. That's all. And that's what they read out. Sometimes they read out a little bit of Kanina so you can fill it in. But the suva is complete. So it's not clear if this Ri meant with the signatures or without the signatures. Did he mean you shouldn't write in a different city and sign in a different city and send it in? Or does he mean you shouldn't even write it in a different city and send it in? No, it's a little unclear what he means. If he means the Eidim, a complete shtar with Eidim, then the R meaning is fine, what we do. Because we don't have the Eidim sign it in Toronto. We have the Eidim sign it at the wedding. If he means the cipher too, the way the Beis Yosef learns, he has to pay this on cipher also, then he seems to be saying, the Rish seems to be saying, that it's Lo Yosef, that what the Yosef Apostle says, Enos V'Yosef. That's written in a different city. So I don't know, I never heard that those who are mad should be mocked on it, but the Rish has this to pay. Now, Rav Moshe has a shtar, has a tshuva, in the last chelik of Igros Moshe, it's called Orachayim Chelik Hei. Next to the last chelik. Orachayim Chelik Hei, it's tshuva tes, and in tshuva tes, it's always gimel. He writes, what about writing a tshuva and signing it in a different city and bringing it to the city? Is that okay or is not okay? And Rav Moshe writes that that's improper, and it bothers him. The Ri says Enos and Yafa. He says it's the chlal not a ksuva. How can you write a ksuva and sign it not by when they're not married? That bothers Rav Moshe. What? So by shtaris you could. The truth is, there are many Yisadri Kedushin. It comes now June. You have Shavuos, you have a Chasna at 8:30 Shkia. So, best thing is, if you do the Chuppah before Shkia, you put on the ring before Shkia, which is the way it should be, and then the Ksuba is written that previous day, and then everything's fine. Although, if you do that, you lose one day of Sheva Brachas. Because if you're getting married on, what day of the week? For example, on a Monday, And if you do it after Shkia, so then Tuesday is your first day of Sheva Brachas, and then the next Monday is the last. If you do it before Shkia, Monday, Mitzvah Yom Kippur, Monday is day one, and Sunday is the last Sheva Brachas, and I've had phone calls from people at Sheva Brachas, when it was already after Sheva Brachas, they asked me, what do we do? So I tell them, you bench without Sheva Brachas. It's a nice thing, in the Senechas of a Kala. But, you know, the truth is, many, many times, the Sheva Brachas, if it's a night Sheva Brachas, it goes into the next night. You can't make Sheva Brachas anymore. You have to bench before Shkia in order to make Sheva Brachas, even on the Sunday Sheva Brachas. You get married on a Monday day. I got married on a Sunday afternoon. I got married on a Sunday afternoon. Our Shabbos Sheva Brachas, we benched before Shkia by Shal Shudas. And it was in December, when Shkia was 4:30. And there was an aunt that was making Sheva Brachas. I thought we have to bench before Shkia. So she said, what? You like this? She never heard. A lot of people, Sheva Brachas, they don't even finish the Shabbos Suda before Shkia in the winter, right? But we bench before Shkia because once it was Matzah Shabbos, it was already Sunday. I got married Sunday afternoon. We couldn't have a Sheva Brachas. So if you do it before Shkia, it's no problem. If you do it after Shkia, what happens if the chuppah schleps until you put on the ring, it's after Shkia. So what do you do to Ksuba? Why do you do it to Ksuba? So there are two eights, there are three possible eights. One eitzah is to write a Ksuba Shtar Mocher. It's kosher. Just write it earlier, write the later date, and do a Shtar Mocher, and it's kosher. It's not like a tefillah to write a Shtar Mocher, but it's kosher. There's another eitzah, which many Masadri Kedushim do, is that Mekabel Kinyan, they tell the Chosin, look, you're only getting married after Shkia. You're getting married on Monday. But I want you to be Mechayiv yourself right now. Be Mechabel Kinyan. From right now, you're Mechayiv yourself as you make Ksuba. From right now. And the Chassid is Mechabel Kinyan. And he's Mechayiv himself from now, and you write the Ksuba from the earlier day. Which by Mominitz you could do. You could be Mechayiv yourself. Who cares? If I'm Mechayiv myself, Mechayiv myself. Ramesha writes that you can't do that by Ksuba. Because until you're married, it makes no sense. I'm a chayiv myself on Sunday. I wasn't married on Sunday. So I'm a chayiv on Sunday. If I give her a get, why give her a get? You never married her. So I'm a chayiv myself. If a person dies, he has to give a ksuba. He's not married. The word ksuba doesn't make sense. So Moshe held, what? But that's not ksuba. The ksuba doesn't say I'm a chayiv myself on Zionist. It says that I'm going to be amazing. I'm a farnas b'chi kilchus gubul yadayim. There's honor fast. I'm a farnas in the shame of kushta. There's no in the shame of kushta. Ramosha holds the nusach ha'tsuba. You can't. You can talk about chayim some designs about you, but the nusach ha'tsuba, he says you can't. And therefore, Ramosha held that this eitz is not an eitz. And Ramosha writes on this read that if the re meant to write it and sign it in a different city and then to send it in for the next day, it can't be. That's where Moshe writes. What's Pshat in the re? He says maybe that's Gufa, Eilas, and Yafa, because you can't be Mechayiv yourself a day early. But he seems to be Supik in Kabbalah to re. He says that's for sure, you can't be Mechayiv yourself earlier. Moshe writes this in many places, and he yells that you can't do it. So, what's the answer? So you have a choice. Either you write the later date and you risk shtar mocher. You write the earlier date and the relation to shtar mocher. The shtar mocher is possible. It was better to write a shtar mocher. What Rapam used to do was just write a shtar mocher. Later he tried to be makbid to do a kabbalas kinyan after shkia. In other words, if they were sitting at the chasen table, it was just a few minutes to shkia. He waited to shkia and he did the kabbalas kinyan, and then he wrote this man that's later. So, like Rabbeinu Tam, it's not night, but a Shtar Mocher is kosher. Like the Gra, it was night. That's the way he wrote it. But on Kapanim, you know, I took service, never I took service. So, that's why occasionally at a chasana, I was recently at a wedding, I think Rabbi Aaron Shechter was inside the Kedushin, and it was this man problem. So, they wrote the Ksuva, but they didn't sign it until under the Chuppah, after he put on the ring, it was already after Shkia. And then there was a pause. I guess I don't know what the people thought was going on, but he called over to Eidim, and Eidim they did Kabbalas Kinyan, and under the chuppah they signed the shtar suba, and that way they avoided the Ramesh's chashash, the Ramesh's shita. Al kaponim, that's Ramesh's shita, special shita for this. Okay, tomorrow we do Rav and Shmuel, the Amid Beis, Taisvis. We get back to this man that we write. We're going to be finished to Tzudat, Mitzvah Shem.